T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Jeff Duncan, NOLA.com, Times Week Union columnist. Jeff, how are you?
Guys, I'm doing good. I survived yesterday, and it's a new day today.
Jeff, can you confirm something for us? I'm pretty certain that this is the way it goes. With Peyton's 3 final years remaining on his contract, if he were to coach in year 1, 2, or 3 of that contract, the Saints would be received, will receive
compensation
from the team he ends up being the head coach of. After 2024, that doesn't matter.
Correct. That's exactly right. So how that compensation is determined really comes down to, say, what Mickey Loomis would want, right? So there'd have to be some kind of arrangement made before he could coach somewhere else.
Now, Jeff, you always got a great gut feeling, and do you think Sean enjoys the booth or whatever, to being involved with TV, or do you still think he'll have that itch to coach? Because I don't think Sean Payton wants to coach till he dies, but he's only 58, he's not 68. So I can look at him maybe going away and resurfacing in the NFL, because 6, 7, 8 coaches get fired every year. And I'm just looking like, man, I mean, from an outsider, I would like to see Sean Payton coach Justin Herbert with the Chargers or something like that.
Yeah, I'm with you, Bobby. I think he's going to be on the sidelines from the game for a very short period. You know how he's wired. This is a guy that lives to compete, and I just think that itch is going to get to him pretty quickly once he gets on the sidelines. He's not a guy that likes to sit still, you know, so I think this is a good break for him, but I think it'll be a bruise if he was back coaching in 2023. Really, I don't think he's going to be on the sidelines long.
Jeff, yesterday, what was one of the moments in your in that press conference where you were like, "Wow, this is about as candid as we've seen Sean Payton"?
Yeah, I thought there were a lot of them, Christian. I thought it was interesting. He got emotional a few times. He hasn't done that very much in his career. And I thought one of the more interesting aspects of his press conference was just how much he talked about the first team he had, 2006.
Right.
He spent way more time talking about that team than he did the Super Bowl team. And I thought that was interesting. It clearly has a place in his heart. Not only the players, but the coaches that came with him and started this journey. And, I thought he had as typical of Sean, he had some great lighthearted moments, some really funny lines, and self-deprecating in a lot of ways. And you really could see just how great a communicator he is, right? I mean, he was a communications major at Eastern Illinois, and I think it's one of his great strengths as a head coach is his ability to communicate and reach people. And I thought he did that yesterday. Not very many guys can carry a 90-minute press conference, and it was not ever really very boring at all.
Jeff, when you look at in-house candidates, obviously there's Dennis Allen, and as Bobby points out, Aaron Glenn technically is an in-house candidate. But is there a name out there on your short list that you would like the Saints to at least talk to?
Yeah, well, I mean, I agree with you guys. Like, I really think Dennis Allen is the clear front runner just because he's in the building, and we know how much this organization values continuity and stability, right? I mean, the whole front office has been there for 2 decades, just
right.
About. Mickey's been there that whole time. I think they know what they have in Dennis Allen. He's a protege somewhat of Sean Payton. and they know that they have a winning formula there. It's been proven. It's successful. They've seen him operate. So to me, it's going to take someone from the outside to come in and really blow their doors off in an interview to prevent Dennis Allen from getting this job. I'm not saying it can't happen because Sean Payton certainly came in and knocked their socks off in 2006, but they know what they have in Dennis Allen, and he's a proven commodity. He's been a head coach, and I like that he went somewhere else as a head coach and had some failure. I think that can be fertilizer for future success. So I think all the elements are there for him to get this job, but they definitely have to go through the proper protocols and, you know, go through the process of,
right,
of meeting the NFL requirements.
Yeah, the old Rooney Rule, you know, Eric Bieniemy has some New Orleans ties, and you look at Aaron Glenn, I mean, he seems like he just left New Orleans and how the players respect him. But, Jeff, like a two-part question right here. Okay, so let's say in theory Dennis Allen is the head coach. Do they hire a defensive coordinator from within, considering when you look at the D-line coach? We all know going to LSU or not, then he stays with the Saints. Do you say they stay in-house and kind of promote from within if Dennis Allen would be the head coach, the next defensive coordinator? I want you to comment on that. And then also Pete Carmichael. I don't know. Listen, Pete Carmichael's like watching paint dry sometimes. I mean, he's kind of an introvert, but I like Pete Carmichael. I know he can call plays. I just look at what he did in Bounty Gate. Jeff, you can – I know you do your homework all the time. I think we might have been the number one offense, or definitely top three in the Bounty Gate season. And then even the 9-0 victory, how – look, we were functioning – and the bottom line is you got to win the game when Dennis Allen was, you know, leading the team. And Pete Carmichael, I'm a Pete Carmichael fan. So I want you to comment on the potential of Dennis Allen to be the head coach, defensive coordinators from within, or maybe, you know, Pete Carmichael as the coordinator going forward.
Yeah, Bobby, it's a great question. I think Dennis Allen certainly knows what he has. And Pete Carmichael, I mean, they let's face it, they combine – in that 9-0 shutout of the Bucks, you know, they were the two play callers. So I think there would be a very seamless transition to keeping Pete Carmichael and that offensive staff and keeping this offense intact. What he does as defensive coordinator, I think, remains to be seen. I think that'll be a very interesting hire because, you know, we know Ryan Nielsen certainly is a qualified candidate on the defensive line. He's a guy that a lot of other teams and colleges have tried to hire to be their defensive coordinator. So I think he would be a natural fit if he doesn't get plucked away by another team. He's a very, very valued commodity. And would someone on the outside want to come in and be the defensive coordinator, knowing that basically that might be Dennis Allen's job?
Jeff, that's what I was going to ask you, because you could be a great coordinator, not necessarily a head coach. And Sean has had the organization relationship. I think his son was on board. Mike Zimmer. I think Mike Zimmer might be another version of like Wade Phillips. I mean, Mike Zimmer could be an unbelievable defensive coordinator. Is there any connection there, like with Dennis Allen or whatever? Well, where does Mike Zimmer fit in potentially with the Saints as a defensive coordinator?
I don't think they have a connection, Bobby. I mean, he coached with Sean in Dallas on Parcells' staff and was in Cincinnati, of course, with Marvin Lewis. But I don't think he's ever coached with Dennis Allen. So I don't know if they have a connection or not, to be honest with you. I know one coach they do have a connection – DA does have a connection with is Mike McCoy. Remember the former head coach, I think, of the Chargers?
Yes.
They are very close. So it wouldn't surprise me to see McCoy added to his staff in some capacity.
Now, from the outside, because here you got a Louisiana connection. No, he's not from Louisiana, but he came to Louisiana Monroe. Doug Peterson, a Super Bowl winning coach. What he did with the Eagles, does he get enough credit or not? Developing the quarterback position, Frank Reich, you could argue about that. But what is your take like on a Doug Peterson type coach?
Hey, I would love to see them interview Doug Peterson. I think he would be an ideal candidate. If you're going to go outside the building, I don't think you're going to find someone stronger than Doug Peterson. You know, he's still got a home in North Louisiana up in Monroe. He coached up there. He played up there. Heck, Bobby, I covered Doug Peterson when he played at Northeast Louisiana. Whoa. It was my first year on the beat. That's how old I am. And I never would have dreamed he would have made it in the NFL as long as he did. But he is a tremendous head coach. I know Sean Payton thinks a lot of Doug Peterson as well. Jeff, so if they decide to look at outside candidate, he'd be a perfect one.
Jeff, do you think that Doug Peterson's a guy that would agree to, hey, keep the staff in place, but we'll give you the head coaching gig?
Yeah, I don't know, Christian. I mean, that would be up to Doug. I mean, that would be a very difficult thing to ask somebody to come in and keep a staff intact. And I don't think that's going to happen. I think there's going to be some changes here on this staff, whether it's Dennis Allen or someone else. I think this staff's been together for the most part for a long time. It will not surprise me if they all internally say, you know what, I know a lot of them still have 1 year left on their contract, but they all may go to Loomis and say, look, this is a good time for me to maybe move on. Sean Payton era is over. I could see some other people feeling like they need a change. And so I don't think the turnover is ending with Sean Payton.
Now, Jeff, with that being said, and you look at the stability, that's one thing. I know how the players respect him. That being the secondary coach with Aaron Glenn or Chris or Richard. To me, it was like 1 and 1A. I don't even think we even missed a beat. And like Chris Richard, he wants to be a head coach and his opportunity. And you talk about changes that might come about. But that is something I think the players have truly on the back end in the secondary have embraced, a coach like Aaron Glenn and Chris Richard. The proof's in the pudding. Now, Paulson Adebo, how he got developed. We all know the big play against the Giants, you know, what occurred. But it seems like, boy, it's about as good as it gets on the back end, the coach we got from Aaron Glenn and Chris Richard.
Yeah, I agree, Bobby. I think Aaron Glenn is a guy that is certainly going to get a call from the Saints and probably a request to interview for this head coaching job. Now, whether he comes down and does it or not, that might be interesting because, of course, he coached under Dennis Allen here, so right. It would be an interesting, paradox there. But Chris Richard would be also. I've neglected to mention him earlier when I mentioned Ryan Nielsen, but I think he would be an ideal candidate internally to be the defensive coordinator under DA. That would make a lot of sense as well. He has that experience from Seattle and had some great defenses there. So I think they've got a host of candidates internal. What I'm going to be interested to see is who they interview from outside, because they're going to have to do that. And,
right.
And this thing isn't going to happen overnight. You know, it's going to take them a little while to finally reach this decision.
So, Jeff, when you say it's not happening overnight, but don't you have to make it almost not overnight, but within the next two and a half weeks? I mean, when
yes.
You consider everything, how fast things happen. I mean, before you know it, boy, until I burn the midnight oil, Mickey's going to have coaching hours. He'll be up at midnight, up at 7. Okay, we got to get this done now. That'll be interesting what's on his plate.
Yeah, it will definitely be as quick as they can make it. But the fact is, you still have to go through the process, right? You've got to do these
right.
interviews. You actually have to do an in-person interview. Won't surprise me, guys, if they do some of these in-person interviews or any of the interviews next week over at Mobile. The
Senior Bowl, right?
Sure. That's kind of
that's the whole NFL.
That's the job fair for NFL coaches.
The job fair, yeah.
Jeff Duncan, NOLA.com, Tom Strickey. Go ahead, Jeff. I'm sorry.
I was just going to say, you know, the whole league's there. It's basically a convention, and it's easy to set all that up at one time. And Mickey Loomis has been down this road before, guys. He hired Sean Payton. It's going to be mostly his call. I'm sure Dennis Lauscha and Gail Benson will be involved at some capacity in this decision. You know, they're going to at least have to talk to this person. And I wouldn't be surprised if Jeff Ireland was involved too. I mean, he's the assistant GM and has been a general manager before.
Now, Jeff, you'd always trust your opinion. I watch a number of practices with you, and I always like the feedback because I know where the hell, I know you know what the hell you're talking about. So I'm not trying to blow smoke, but I'm just telling you, I know that you know. But if you look in your crystal ball, do you think that it's kind of status quo as far as the quarterback room, or what direction do we go? Because people would be like, well, Sean Payton ain't here, so why would Russell Wilson or any like household name would come to the Saints right now? I mean, I look at it right now, it might be the same song and dance, and come on, Jameis, you're going to rehab, you're familiar now. If you had a Pete Carmichael, you're learning the offense. I mean, you don't have to learn the offense, you know it. And it might be the same quarterback situation that we had in 2021 and 2022. What is your take on that?
Yeah, Bobby, I think it's the number one question after whoever they hire as head coach. I think it's the number one priority. They'd have to address the quarterback situation. You know, do they run it back with who they have? Do they look at the draft, free agency, trades? I think they're going to turn over every stone and consider every option. And it's just impossible, though, to predict what's going to be available. These franchise elite quarterbacks do not grow on trees. I mean, it's hard to get them. I don't care all this speculation about Russell Wilson and Aaron Rodgers. It's my experience that those players never become available. When you have one, you do everything you can to keep them. And I would not be surprised, though, guys, if, say, D.A., Dennis Allen, were to get this job. I think then, because I think he would have a little bit longer runway as a new head coach, to maybe exploring using a draft pick, where I don't think that was going to be the top option for Sean Payton, who's an experienced coach, who has a ready-to-win roster right now. I think he was all in every year, and it would have been hard for him to go the draft route, whereas I think that might be more of a possibility
right.
at quarterback with D.A.
Now, Jeff, you might think I'm crazy, I don't think I'm crazy making this statement. Let's say in theory, now it's in theory, Sean Payton right now, the same scenario, we ride on the cuffs of making the playoffs, or we snuck in the playoffs. If we had like a Justin Herbert or like a Josh Allen or a Russell Wilson, whatever it might be, there ain't no way in hell Sean Payton's retiring. I mean,
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree with you. I think it's that important. You know, Sean Payton, I always use this in my writing, Christian, Bobby. You know, he compares the quarterback to a pilot on an airplane. And I think it's a great analogy. He says everyone in the organization is getting on the plane and your futures are all in his hands. That's how important the quarterback is. He either plane safely or flies into the side of a mountain.
Right.
And so you have to have an elite player there. And the Saints were blessed with Drew Brees for 15 years. I mean, that's just
unbelievable.
Bobby.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
It's unbelievable. And the further we get from that era, the more we're going to realize how special it was and how hard it is to find another Drew Brees. And just watching those quarterbacks last weekend in the playoffs, you see how far away the Saints are at quarterback from finding that level of play. Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, even Joe Burrow.
Right.
That is hard to find, and that's what the Saints have to get to somehow.
Jeff Duncan, NOLA.com, Times Picayune columnist. Always a pleasure, man. Appreciate the insight, Jeff.
All right. Thanks, Jeff.
All right, guys. Thanks for having me on. Take care.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.